There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, one step closer to the weekend. Thanks to Dr. Frank King. And, of course, if you're in the Central Florida region tomorrow, I'm going to be hanging out with my friends at the Health and Fitness Expo in Mount Dora. And that's the 31st of January. If you missed it, all right, well, just pay attention. In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we list all of the upcoming events as we learn about them. And the next one after this is, what, Valentine's Day weekend? Oh, my gosh. I'll be in West Palm Beach near the Hippocrates Health Center with Paul Neeson. We're going the raw food retreat. And I don't know if there's even any space available, but the link's there if you want to call up and find out. Then February 20th, 21st, and 22nd in Naples, Florida for the big Food and Thought Health Freedom Conference. Sayer G from Green Med Info will be there. Jeffrey Smith will be there. This is going to be an amazing weekend. So if you want to get some warm weather in February, come on down to Naples. You can fly into Fort Lauderdale and head across Alligator Alley to Naples, or I think Fort Myers has an airport as well. Or just do a big road trip. Good time to be in Florida in February. All right. So with that, what do we got to do? We got lots to do. I got questions of the day. We'll see how many we can fit in, including one about endometriosis. But first and foremost, the paleocardiologist guy, he is getting some press. You wonder if a guy realizes he's going to get hit this hard because, as you know, Jack Wolfson came out and said, it's your right as kids to have these things, measles, mumps, rubella. It's your right to have them. I mean, he didn't even subtly say, well, maybe we should prevent them. He's like, no, they should have them. I'm like, this guy's right. But how radical is he in being right? Very, very cool guy.
Now, listen, if you take a look at Dr. Wolfson, you go to his website, you look at his background, you look at his story. Mm-hmm. You know, I had never heard of him before I saw this NBC News report.
Right.
But after you kind of get to know the guy as far as his information and his background and stuff, he knew. I mean, he knew when he got on camera, in my opinion anyway. And maybe we can ask him.
But, I mean, that's even more interesting to me that he knew.
Yeah.
Because that means he's not afraid. It means he's like, to bring it on, buddy.
Yeah,
because most
absolutely.
Of the time you do this and suddenly you're overwhelmed by, oh, my God, what happened? I didn't want to be beat up this badly. Now, this guy looks like he's a pretty tough guy with a name like Jack Wolfson. You know, you could make up a fictional character in a Tom Cruise movie and say, this guy's name is Jack Wolfson. You'd be like, yeah, that's a tough name. We'll find out how tough he is because he's going to join us, or at least the plan is, Monday evening on the program before we bring Dr. Bitar on. And we'll find out. But I like the guy, what he's saying. I'm with him. He married a doctor of chiropractic, which is great. And that's where he said he had some of his eyes were opened. And, you know, he doesn't back down on this, even with the attacks that are happening. And, of course, you can see some of the critics, you know, the doctors that are attacking him. A pediatrician says this message to him. I'll be sending a copy of your highly irresponsible and reckless comments to the Arizona Medical Board for review. And then then he says, as a pediatrician who has seen unvaccinated children die from vaccine preventable diseases and also seen whooping cough go through my practice area in 2013, thanks to declining vaccination rates, you do not deserve to hold a license to practice medicine in Arizona. And I, you know what? I would almost disagree with. I'm going to agree with the pediatrician. He actually, Dr. Wolfson is too good for a license, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You have to almost subserviate yourself to a dunderheaded medical board who doesn't know the reality of healing. In fact, purposefully tries to obfuscate and attack those doctors who are doing the right thing. So in some ways, I'm with that pediatrician who is a dunderhead who's saying he shouldn't have a license. No, he should because he shouldn't be asking permission to do what he's doing. He's doing the right thing. So interesting. Now, a lot more people than those who are attacking him are just grateful for him. You know, a lot of moms and dads who've seen this firsthand. One comment from a fan on Facebook says, "Thank you for breathing truth into all of the BS out there. Wish all doctors were like you." So we'll get an idea by Monday how much, the tide is in his favor or against it. But I have a feeling there's a lot more of us than there are the big baddies out there trying to promote the limitation of consciousness through direct injection. Okay, now for Dr. Wolfson, who's very vocal opponent of vaccination, we got a guy in the middle, a Dr. Jay Gordon, who's getting a lot of attention now. And he's a pediatrician, I believe, in the Southern California region. In fact, I'm not sure. We may have interviewed him years ago.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was maybe part of the controversy. Well, I'm not even going to go there, but I'll just say I know who this guy is. And for the most part, he does get it. And he's been quoted as basically allowing for the delay or maybe even encouraging the delay of these vaccines, Dr. Jay Gordon. And this article is coming through CBS News, but others have picked up on it. And he says there's definitely what his quote is. This is definitely being over-promoted as a large and dangerous outbreak. So he's kind of calmed down. This whole measles thing is being overblown. He says, right now we don't have that many cases of measles, and we should speak a little more quietly. We're actually panicking people. That is true. The media loves panic. We know that. But there's another thing. When we look at what Dr. Gordon is doing, he's acknowledging that he has seen things that have occurred that cause him to say to his patient population or the parents of these children, at least slow down. At least slow down. Now, he doesn't say he has peer-reviewed literature supporting his decision. He actually says this is anecdotal. And, of course, he's going to be attacked for that. But here's the interesting thing about what's happening, is that they cannot any longer hide that there are medical doctors, not just hysterical parents like they'd like to say we all are, but there are medical doctors who are questioning the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, if not outright saying don't do them, at the very least rethink the schedule, slow down. And in fact, he says, I have no evidence-based medicine. There's no research saying what I'm saying, says Dr. Gordon, but the anecdotal data has told me that. And the point that I make about anecdotal is that it's like the parents. Did they subject their children to double-blind, peer-reviewed, crossover multi-center trials to determine that their child was hurt by a vaccine? No. They viewed it, they witnessed it, they watched it, and it was very clear to them. Do they need a double-blind study to show them what happened to their child happened? No. Now, is it going to rise to the level where a scientist is going to say, well, that's valid proof? No, because that's a whole different realm of reality. And for me, the most important reality is the human reality, the compassionate reality. When you witness a child being harmed by vaccines, you're not going to wait around for a study to confirm what you've just seen. And that's what we're seeing in the growing number of parents who are going, we don't believe a thing you're saying, doctor. We don't believe a thing you're saying, big pharma, big government, big media, on this whole vaccine issue. Is that making any sense?
Of course it's making sense.
Just checking. Every once in a while, I got to pause, take a deep breath, and have Super Don tell me what's going on.
Are you still there? Hello?
Yeah. But this also leads us to another disastrous place. We had the wondrous Carol Alt on yesterday, and she's not the disaster. She's the wonderful part of Fox News, by all means. But then we have another one that's a little bit of a mixed bag, Dr. Manny. Remember Dr. Manny?
Of course. How can you forget Dr. Manny?
Yeah. Based on what we're revealing today about Dr. Manny, we're going to have to call him either Dr. Nanny or Dr. Mandate. Because he's gone off to the dark side all the way. Again, it's not like that anybody that's for vaccines is never right on another subject. Because we've actually, haven't we spotlighted Dr. Manny? If he said something, we go, hey, he's actually right on that, haven't we?
You know what? And that's how we are. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. Barack Obama could say something that is good, and we'll point out good is good, bad is bad.
Yeah, but here, Dr. Manny's involved in a whole online discussion on Fox News, and he eventually comes out with, something pretty shocking. Do you have that audio there ready?
I do. Here he is, Dr. Nanny State himself.
If this is the trend that many communities are going to have of opting out because they have some weird belief, and I say weird because it is weird to me, that they're not going to protect their children, then maybe we need a federal mandate.
Weird belief? And it is weird that they're not going to protect... You see, he framed a debate there that doesn't allow for conscious thought. It's weird because they don't want to protect their children. No, that's absolutely the opposite of what these parents that are making the decision to opt out are doing. They are protecting their children, or at the very least, you'll have to give them credit, Dr. Mandate, that they are believing that they're protecting their children, because no parent goes on and says, I'm not going to vaccinate because I want my children to get sick and die. Now, if you're a Dr. Wolfson or a Robert Scott Bell, you'll say, we're not afraid of the disease because we know it's a natural part of the strengthening process of growing up, a rite of passage, and we have tools, holistic, natural, homeopathic, and otherwise, tools to strengthen immunity and get people and kids through these things much quicker and much more safely than they like to believe or paint a picture that it's 1850 again and we're all going to die. It's not the same thing, Dr. Manny. And I'm sorry on this. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm happy to call you out on it. In fact, I'd invite you on the show to discuss this.
Well, I'll tell you what. What I would probably say to Dr. Manny is this. All right. You feel like maybe there ought to be a mandate on people getting vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that sort of sound a little hypocritical? Because over the last few years, I've heard you numerous times criticizing Barack Obama about his health care mandate.
You're right. Very good. Super, not call him out.
What, one mandate is okay, one is not?
Right. And this is the thing about people that can claim to be small government conservatives. They don't like government. They don't trust the government. But suddenly on the vaccine issue, they do. What? Like, you trust the government to mandate the forceful injection of toxic components that Manny says, oh, it's weird belief. Despite the fact that, well, let's see. I wonder why they had the 1986, vaccine injury compensation court that was, established. Because vaccines are inherently safe? No, it's because they're inherently unsafe. And this is why $3 billion or more dollars have been paid out to families of children who have been vaccine injured or killed, and even adults who have been injured or killed, based on these weird beliefs, Manny Alexander, Dr. Mandate, Dr. Nanny. We gotta get to the bottom of this. For those of you who think, oh, well, it's your responsibility to protect somebody else's kids from getting measles, so you should get the shot. Listen, when you get the shot, you're shedding something that could kill somebody on chemo. The very vaccine itself can be the cause of that. And if your obligation is to your child, then I applaud your selfishness in protecting your children from the dangerous injection of government mandates that Dr. Mandate Nanny Alexander, is that his last name, Alexander, wants to do?
Alvarez.
Alvarez. I always forget that. Sorry, Dr. Alvarez.
Nanny State.
Nanny State.
Forget Alvarez.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. We've got lots more healing to go. In fact, I'm going to have to squeeze in a lot of Q&A because I can't, I don't know what it is. I got to answer some questions, Super Don. Let me do it.
Okay, fine.
After the break, then Doc Newsom. We'll be right back. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, quick update on medical kidnap story before I at least answer one question. No. Come on, man. Help me out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a gag order there. I wasn't able to talk. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Who else got a gag order placed in the medical kidnap?
April Winery. Yeah. Do you remember the Winers? We actually had them on the show.
Yep.
Out of
Oklahoma, brittle bone disease. Yep.
Yeah, guess what? Judge just entered a gag order on them so that they are not allowed to talk about their situation.
All right. Well, you know there's something to hide when they put on gag orders from parents who are speaking out against CPS and the state taking their children.
No pattern here.
No pattern at all. What is
this? We'll follow up on this next week.
Absolutely. Now let's go back to the show notes, see if I can answer a question or two. It's been so long. Here, this one's from Mark. Hello, Robert. I have a friend with endometriosis. Don't know what this is other than what she tells me her symptoms are. From what she tells me, her doctor is telling her that she has a blockage, which is making it real hard for her to have periods. And because of this blockage, there is a backup of fluids which is causing her a lot of pain in her abdomen and the upper part of her legs. Can you explain what this condition is and what you would do holistically to stop this from happening? Thanks so much for your commitment to us, using your knowledge to try and help us to become more healthy people. I know me and my family have greatly benefited from you and your guests. Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. It's very kind. Now, for your friend with endometriosis, you're talking about endocrine disruption and a toxicological burden and, guess what, nutritional or nutrient mineral deficiencies. The abnormal growth of endometrial tissue. You have this endometrial lining. We've talked about epithelial tissue, endometrium, things like that. This is tissue within the uterus that is designed to receive a fertilized egg each month. If that doesn't happen, the monocellular lining of that endometrium is sloughed off and shed, and that is what we call the discharge of a period. Now, we also have the abnormality of women who bleed not just 2 to 3 days, but I'm talking fresh, and I apologize for being kind of graphic here, but like they cut an artery, arterial red blood, if you cut your finger, you bleed, right? Are we, as women, I say that, not me, but you know what I'm saying, a collective we, you womankind.
Did you just come out?
Did I just come out as a woman?
Of you, Robert.
No, I'm just trying to be compassionate, empathetic.
Oh, okay.
Right. We all have a feminine and masculine side, but no, as far as I know, I am a man at this point. Now, I'm not planning on changing that, just in case anybody gets any ideas. Trying to help the ladies here, Super Don. You're not helping. The lining is sloughed off and shed. Now, if you're having excessive bleeding, where we're talking red arterial blood, like you have an injury each month, that tells me there's some level of fibroids, fibrous tissue there in the uterus, can be inflammation, different things like that, that are causing more of an injury each month rather than a sloughing off of a monocellular lining that is not going to be utilized to support a pregnancy. But also, because of the way that the woman's body in this way are designed to grow things, sometimes the tissue itself begins to grow when there's an endocrine imbalance, when there are toxicological imbalances. So from an endocrine perspective, utilizing homeopathic remedies that address menstrual patterns, if you will, normalizing them, we can go back to King Bio. There are a number of formulations there for female-specific ailments. And I want you to consider the herbal context, Vitex Agnus Castus, different things like that. I think there's a wonderful hormonal change ease formula that can be used by Dr. Christopher's, which is a wonderful thing that I believe that women at any age can utilize that to help. And but, you know, it really fundamentally comes down to detoxification and remineralization. Reduce or eliminate exposure to xenoestrogens, plastifiers, bisphenol A, etc. And then we could see a reduction of the inflammation of tissue or the abnormal growth of tissue. Allopaths will cut that stuff out or laser it or something like that in extreme cases. But if you correct these things over time, I'm not saying it happens in one cycle, but you can see dramatic changes over the course of a number of months, depending on where you're starting, via going homeopathic, detoxing, cleaning up your diet, stop with the endocrine disrupting compounds from the environment, or even animals. If you're if you eat animals, animal proteins, particularly those that are altered,
animal,
yeah, but not the ones that are hormonally injected. You know what I'm saying? I think you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I'm a carnivore. That's all I'm saying.
Gosh darn it! After all that, I only have time for one question to answer. Super Don, I'm such a slacker here, and I've got so many more questions to get to.
We will get caught up on Sunday.
All right, so patience, my friends. We've got a lot more to do, and even 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, is not enough time to do it in. Check out the show notes at Robert Scott Bell. Spread the word. Thank you to TalkStream Live for putting it out there that we are in the Power Top 50 and rising at 36, and we appreciate all of our listeners helping us to get there and beyond. The podcasts are free all over the world as well. Thanks to GCN for syndicating us and naturalnewsradio.com, also our home on the web, and more, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We got Doc Newsom joining us. We're going to take it to the weekend with healing on a whole other level.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now. because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What am I doing every day? A lot of good things. And one of those good things is taking my digestive detox every night, my Super Earth Energy every morning. Thankfully, I'm not too inflamed, so I don't often have to take the Inflamagon, but I highly recommend it because so many people are in states of inflammation. We got the guy behind it all. Doc Newsom is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, Robert.
Good to have you on board.
Good
as
to be
always.
Back.
The healing that we like to bring to people is simple, it's safe, it's non-toxic. It gives great confidence and comfort to those who don't have access to docs like yourself around the world. But you know, I just want to let everybody know you can avail yourself via phone consultation. There's a way to do that. But suffice it to say, integrating the things we're going to talk about with the fulvic acid, the humic acid and things, something that is safe and easy to implement. Is that as correct as I'm experiencing it?
It sure is. You know, the nutrient density of any plant food is dependent on the amount of fulvic acid in the soil. If the microbes in the soil, if they're not producing enough fulvic acid for the plant to absorb the elements in the soil, the plant isn't going to be healthy, the food isn't going to be healthy. And one of the things that we should always have a small amount of fulvic acid in any live food that we eat. And there's speculation as to whether or not it is the fulvic acid that makes the food, the live food, so healthy for us. Is it the food's healthy for us, or is it that the fulvic acid in the food making it healthy?
Well, it's a proverbial chicken and egg scenario again. I have to ask you, because on some level, we follow the traditions of some of the great scientific minds of the, well, of the ages, like Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, and others like that. And they haven't been acknowledged by the Western medical schools, perhaps in a century or more, have they been taught. So how do we make peace with these advancements and understanding that we're actually going back in time to the basics of creation when we talk about things like fulvic acid?
You know, when we go back and look at the forerunners, for those of us that are in the forefront of natural medicine today, you, myself, you know, we have all of us that are out here preaching the gospel of natural medicine. You know, our forefathers in our profession, they came to conclusions that medicine is just barely coming to, and they did it 100 years ago without all the technology of today. How they came to those conclusions is just phenomenal.
Well, to some degree, I'd have to say divine inspiration played a role, but...
yes, exactly. That's where I was going.
But how much of this, Doc, have we seen validated later in the scientific journals, for instance? I mean, I realize that the things that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann is the homeopath of homeopaths to start it all off, you know, he talked about things like inherited genetic predispositions called miasms. And this was before, you know, there was a discovery of genetics, you know, before Watson and Crick and all of these things that were happening. So we have a lot of innovation that occurs long before it can be validated in the same way we think everything has to be validated today.
For instance, it was at the turn of the last century that A.T. Still with osteopathy and Benedict Lust with naturopathy and some of your earlier homeopaths here, you know, 100 years ago, 100, 120 years ago at this point, they were all saying that there was a secondary messenger system, a chemical messenger system that they were starting to define as hormones. And that there were only two types of hormonal disorders, that you had a production disorder or you had a utilization disorder. And they defined that as being all glandular, you know, the thyroid, the reproductive gland, the adrenal gland, the pancreas gland, you know, all these glands, either they had a production issue, either insufficient production or excessive production. Or on the other end, there was a tissue utilization or cellular utilization of those hormone messengers from these glands. And at that point, they didn't even really have, they just, you know, it was the, you know, thyroid secretions.
Right.
Is what they were calling it. They hadn't defined hormones and things like that. And, you know, you fast forward to today, you know, in Western medicine, the only condition that they define in those categories is diabetes. And you have type 2 diabetes, which is a utilization of insulin issue, or you have type 1 diabetes, which is a production of insulin issue.
So we come back to production or utilization, and those before the era of the identification of the endocrine system in detail, much less the identification and isolation of endocrine components like the specific hormones that we know of commonly today, there were doctors that were aware of this and posited correctly about these deficiencies of production or utilization.
Exactly. And isn't that interesting? You know, this is 100-120 years ago, before they hadn't discovered estrogen or testosterone or T4, or, you know, they were just catching on to insulin at that point. And here today, in a lot of the naturopathic medical schools, a lot of your European osteopathic medical schools teach that all hormonal systems in the body, there's either a excess or lack of production in the gland, or there's a resistance on a cellular level to that hormone. You know, it's not just the pancreas and insulin. They also recognize this as being, you know, the thyroid or the adrenal glands or the reproductive hormones. And when you do lab tests, someone that has all the symptoms of an underactive thyroid, but you test their blood, and, you know, according to the lab test, the thyroid's perfectly within normal limits. How many times have you heard that, Robert?
Oh, yeah, even today, you'll have many doctors who, you know, they might mean well in testing these hormones, but they don't take it to the utilization perspective, just the production perspective, and it's very much, you know, only halfway there, which can be problematic, to say the least.
Right. So in those cases, we have to look at other ramifications, other parameters in order to test or to analyze the person and to figure out, okay, so what's their utilization like and so on and so forth. And that's not something that is done outside of the practice of natural medicine very often. Most in the conventional medical system, not looking past lab results, not really looking at the patient as often as we should. In conventional medicine, we're looking at a lab report versus a...
Yeah, well, you turn a human or an animal into a number or a series of numbers. And,
right.
You know, that lacks that recognition of that divine spark that makes us, you know, human or alive, if you will. And I think it's rather interesting in another story that I wanted to get to with you about your history as the Ohio State Medical Board at some point in time. Did they sue you? Is that true? The Ohio State Medical Board?
We had a lawsuit against me filed by the medical board, and eventually even the chiropractic board got involved. It was pretty... Our own brothers were against us there for a while.
What was the basis for it? I mean, I understand you were having great success in helping patients get well. Was it one particular area of drug or vaccine therapy that you upset?
There were three. There were patients with hepatitis C.
Okay.
Therapies that we were doing. It took between 18 months and 2 years with what we were doing at that point in time. And they were turning up hepatitis C negative, which is supposed to be an incurable virus.
Well, granted, too, you're aware that there is some controversy within the medical world, the scientific world, that, you know, whether they've actually isolated something called hepatitis C or whether it's just another form of liver congestion or damage to a degree that is much greater and more chronic over maybe decades.
Exactly. So either way, these patients, their livers were going back to normal. Their biopsies were coming back absolutely normal. Scarring was going away. You'd think this would be a great thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, my gosh, if I had a parent or a brother or a spouse with that terrible condition, their liver is literally rotting inside them, and all of a sudden, you know, a year and a half, 2 years later, their entire liver is back to normal. It's functioning well. They feel good.
Yeah, well, you should be applauded and embraced, and doctors should be trying to seek you out to find out what is going on and how we can duplicate it. But instead, they attack you. And I want to talk to you about that. We've got about 5 minutes before the end of the show today, Dr. Newsom. We're on with Dr.
Sure.
Daniel Newsom, and that's drnuzum.com. This is where we get our Super Earth Energy, Digestive Detox, as well as the Inflammagon product that I highly endorse. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Fulvagaz and maybe get some insight into what he did to help those with the so-called hepatitis C diagnosis when we come back live right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
rocking the health world through the power of radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Januvia. Januvia. Sounds like a very interesting, exotic name. Januvia. How does it work? It's got a 1-2 punch, they say. It increases levels of a hormone that triggers the pancreas to produce more insulin to process blood sugar while simultaneously signaling the liver to quit making glucose. Uh-oh, we got liver interaction here. That should be your first warning sign, warning bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
In this case, of course, you play the Merck game or the game with Merck. Lovely parting gifts are yours to have. The most common side effects of Januvia in clinical studies were upper respiratory tract infection. So you'll need another drug. What? Antibiotics. Sore throat. Uh-oh. More antibiotics. And diarrhea. Oh, Imodium. Not to mention most of that's liver-related. Anyway, what are the parting gifts for those of you who have chosen GTF Chromium from Chuck at ChooseToBeHealthy.com? A functioning pancreas again. A body that can utilize insulin appropriately again. Oh my goodness, which door will you choose? Let's call Monty Hall.
The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Scott Bell Show.
Back with Dr. Newsom, drnuzum.com. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Doc Newsom, you have experienced and lived the things that I've told stories about for many years. You know, the attack of the medical board, right? It's like the attack of the killer tomatoes, except these people sometimes have teeth and they bankrupt you. So how did you survive? They said, okay, this guy is doing some good work here. We got to shut him down. He's making us all look bad.
Well, I was a professor at the Central States College of Health Sciences. I was their clinical director. I handled all their interns and so on and so forth. And as a result, we were doing a lot of research with humic and fulvic acid. And I was making products, designing products specifically for the patients as they came in, you know. And we had patients that had everything under the sun, but we, in particular, were having excellent results with the patients with liver diseases. And, you know, it's not something we advertised, but my goodness, we didn't have to. They, you know, one person told the next and word of mouth just happened. As they started rolling in, well, at one point, there were over 250 patients with liver issues, mostly with viral hepatitis. And within 18 months to 2 years, multiple things happened. One time, you know, their viral counts would go down to non-existent. You know, mm-hmm. Other times the viral count wouldn't disappear, but the liver function would go back to normal. And as with their life would go back to normal.
Beautiful. Now, let me ask you in a context of today, many years later, that you have brought out these things that we love to utilize, the fulvic acid, humic acid, and the benefit to the liver, the detox pathways. How would we say in a context, obviously, if you're seeing people with Hep C, which is considered to be a deadly form of a liver disease, recovering in that time, what about people who just have mild liver congestion? I mean, my goodness, that should be easy.
Oh, it's so easy. It's wonderful, and that's what's wonderful about these products, you know, using these compounds, is they correct that very quickly, and it doesn't take much of these products to maintain that. You know, once you get there,
yes,
just because you got there once doesn't mean, you know, I mean, if anybody's ever been in played sports, you have that top of your game, and if you don't do everything to maintain that top of the game, you lose it.
Sure, you lose that edge. Right. Now, speak to me about how, and again, we're not going to claim to treat diseases here, but if someone, you know, represented or claimed that, how much of the fulvic acid would you be giving them in the equivalence of what we talk about today, the digestive detox, for instance?
It's a higher dose than what most of the recommendations are, but it's not an astronomical number either.
Okay.
A lot of times what we would do is we would get the liquid humic acid and the liquid fulvic acid and be giving them those things specifically and giving it to them in higher amounts. For instance, the humic acid content of one capsule of digestive detox is equivalent to about 10 drops of our liquid humic product. And we would be giving them, let's say, 40 drops twice a day.
Okay. Well, listen, we're almost at the top of the hour here, and I want to make sure we have some context for people to kind of leap forward. For those that are just starting with the three, my favorites here, the digestive detox, of course, the Inflammagon, and the Super Earth Energy. In a minute or less, can you help us run through a protocol to help people maintain that good health?
Okay. For basics, you know, using one capsule of the Super Earth Energy, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, usually morning and afternoon, and then the same with the Inflammagon, morning and afternoon, and then 2 to 3, and in some cases up to 4 capsules of the digestive detox at night. That works wonders. That's been at our clinic here,
yeah,
our base protocol for, you know, what ails you, quote unquote, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to have to leave it there at this moment. But again, I love the fascinating backstories and tapping into the history of natural medicine as well, because it's, that helps us get grounded in restoring a future to our children that has been robbed from us, for instance. And I'm glad we're on this journey together, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, check it out, drnewsom.com. We've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where I remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy, beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.